69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Use Your Delusions by Dave Covello. I found Dave through Rudy Cheese. So producer Rod and I have talked about Rudy Cheese. We met way back in our early podcasting days. Rudy Cheese did this podcast with his brother and his buddies called The Everyday Destruction Show, and we were guests on each other's shows. It was fun times back then, like independent podcasting and all that. So anyways, Rudy has played with Dave's band Dropped Out, and he toured with them. And we actually finally met Rudy like 5 years ago for the first time. We've met him a couple times since. Dropped Out went on tour and they played the Sardine and San Pedro. So that is how I stumbled upon Dave's music. Rudy Cheese posted a flyer and I was like, oh yeah, that's the lead singer of Dropped Out. And yeah, I just went down this rabbit hole, you guys. Dave actually sent a clip. So thank you, Dave. I love and appreciate a clip. So we're going to play a clip from Dave followed by a clip of Use Your Delusions by Dave Covello.
My name is Dave Covello, and I play in some bands and do this solo project out here in Austin, Texas. I play guitar and sing in the band Dropped Out, and I play drums in an emo pop-punk hardcore-y band called Counterspell TX, which is all one word. I play drums in a horror pop-punk band called The Butts, and also drums in an Alkaline Trio-inspired pop-punk band called The Last Callers. So I wrote Use Your Delusions about a year or so after one of my bands parted ways with one of our members. This song is kind of a part two of songs that was me looking back at how things went down. Part one is the song If I Could, which is the song right before Use Your Delusions on my record, No Reason Just Because. When we were splitting, he expressed his feelings of me on Facebook, and one of the things he said was that I had delusions of grandeur. So when I started writing both If I Could and Use Your Delusions, I think it was me looking back and wondering if maybe they were right. I wonder if maybe the goals I had at the time were actually beyond what was possible or even plausible for me to achieve. And as the song goes on, I think it goes deeper and is me just wondering if all the doubts that I have ever had about myself musically and just life in general are all true, and that I'll never succeed in any of the hopes I have. And I think that Spandau Ballet homage in the background is my subconscious saying, I know this much is true. I'll never catch the proverbial unattainable carrot. There are two Lawrence Arms references within this song, and a Guns N' Roses reference by default. I have a line in the song that is, I've only got two songs and alternate in rewriting them. And Lawrence Arms has a line that's, I've got one song I write 100 times and only a dozen or so rhymes from the song 100 Resolutions, which is my favorite Lawrence Arms song. And then the title, Use Your Delusions, is kind of like an homage to their song, Lose Your Illusion 1. From O Calcutta, which is, I assume, a reference to Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusions 1 and 2, the albums. Maybe you've always been right. I've got these grand delusions. I've been playing with smoke and mirrors, and I've fallen for my own illusions. I've only got two. Sometimes
I said this before, but when prepping for this podcast, I listen to the music on out loud, like on speakers in my car. The only time that I wear headphones and listen to the song is when I'm actually like recording the podcast, because I have to play it off the mixer. I hate headphones, you guys. I like just the room feeling. I like the music to fill the room, if that makes sense. But anyway, so I just picked up on like those backing vocals. I like when he goes like alone, alone, alone. Like I love that back and forth or whatever. But I just heard like that, like, like in the background, which just added another layer that I really enjoyed and I loved right now. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that because I didn't prepare for that. But I did want to mention that I noticed that and I loved it. Dave, I don't know your dreams, but your old bandmate can suck it, dude. Like, yeah. I love clips. This is why I love clips, because I just thought this was just raw stream of conscious. Like from Dave's other stuff, he also has another album from 2024 called It Takes a Toll. And so from listening to this album and the older album, yeah, like I just felt it was very like raw stream of conscious stuff, like inner monologue, very negative, but that's why I related to it so much. Yeah, so when I heard the clip and it just like took on this deeper meaning, and I was gonna say like, who hurt you, Dave? I want to know. Like, I want to know the cheese. So that gave me a little bit more insight, and I'd still like to know what, like, who inspired some of the other songs as well, and to hear those stories and that chisme. But maybe next time you're in San Pedro playing, whenever you're on tour, bring Rudy Cheese with you, okay? Yeah, I love Dave's stuff. I love Dropped Out. I haven't checked out his other bands, but those will be tagged in the show notes. So I just hope you check out everything. You can follow Dave Cavallo Music on Instagram, and also Dropped Out the Band. And you could follow The Butts and The Last Callers and Counterspells TX. So yeah, and all those will be in the notes, hopefully. Producer Rod, please add those to the notes. I will definitely post when Dave or any of his bands are back in town. Use Your Delusions will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured. Have I been saying Use Your Delusions? I feel like I'm getting mixed up like with all like the titles and the play on the titles from like Guns N' Roses and stuff. And yeah. So anyways, it's Use Your Delusions with an S at the end. I hope you will follow me at D for Music, DEEFUR Music. So Rod and I ordered stickers. Rod ordered LPP stickers, new design. I ordered black and gold support your local music stickers for my 200th episode. There was a deal, you guys. So we just bought like a shit ton of stickers. And then Rod found my old, well, just like my current, the red and white support your local music, like Coca-Cola logo stickers. Needless to say, we have a shit ton of stickers, you guys. So send me your addresses so I can send you stickers. We will have a lot more stickers when the gold and black ones come in. But yeah, so if you want stickers, just DM me an address. I love sending mail. I actually went to the post office and they actually had my stickers. Like the guy that's usually my stamps, not stickers. I mean, similar, but the guy who's usually an asshole to me, just like, I guess there was no one in line, so he was like, I guess I'll humor you. And he just spread out all the stamps and he gave me the buffalo stamps or the bison stamps and the bald eagle stamps. And I just had field day and I picked up like the four latest new stamps or whatever. Anyways, I love mail. So I will send you stickers if you want them. Just DM me an address, you guys. Laughs on Tap is this Thursday at the Whittier Brewing Company. Support your local comedians, support your local brewery. Rod and I will be there, and I'm like 80% sure I'm going to message Frank right now and tell him that I want to do an 8-minute comedy set. So I'll play a few stupid songs inspired by my local comedians. And yeah, I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.